Well, the Environment Minister is Susan Lee, and I spoke with her earlier. Minister, in the wake of these devastating bushfires, conservation groups are wanting a guarantee that environmental protections are not going to be weakened as a result of a review of legislation that's currently underway. Can you give that guarantee?
Well, yes, I can. And when our expert panel met yesterday morning, followed by a roundtable of non-government organisations across a range of conservation, wildlife recovery and protection interests, those questions did come up. And we do have a review of the EPBC Act. And there is an opportunity to raise this bushfire series of events in the context of that review. But more importantly, that was never about weakening environment. Protections. They remain front and centre of the reason why we have that Act. But more importantly, what yesterday was about was the recovery of our species, putting them on the best possible long-term trajectory. And as a lot of people said, recover to be even better and more resilient, given the adaptation that species are needing to go through because of climate change, because of the increased risk and intensity of fires, and because of the ways we have to look at managing our landscape differently.
You mentioned climate change. New data released overnight by the US government and the UK Met Office shows that the past decade was the hottest ever recorded on the planet. Given that, why shouldn't Australia be aiming for deeper cuts to emissions to tackle the cause of this climate change?
Well, our emissions policy, the one that we were elected on, describes how we will meet our emissions, and Angus Taylor has mapped that out. There are new initiatives in terms of technology around the corner, but I'm not arguing about the long, hot years. I've seen them in my own electorate in Western New South Wales. And remember, these fires are happening against a backdrop of drought and low water stream flow. River systems are in many cases at record lows. So let's look at recovering our species through that lens.
But some people, sorry to interrupt, emphasise that yesterday
there was hope and optimism in the room about that recovery process.
I understand that. But some people are saying, rather than talking about recovery, why don't we tackle the problem at the source? And I know the government repeatedly says meet and beat targets. But don't you think the public might wonder why the government is digging in its heels, refusing to not even open up a fresh discussion about a new, bigger target?
Because those global targets are about a global response that Australia shares in with its Paris commitment. And I know what people want to see right here on the ground, and that is how we respond to the immediate event in terms of building capacity and restoration in our landscape to support our precious native species.
Now,
are practical actions that are already underway and that will make a difference in the next very short term and the medium and longer term.
You say that you know what people want, but you don't think that, people regard these bushfires as a game changer, and maybe it's a wake-up call for the government to strive to do something a little bit different and improve its emissions reductions target?
Well, people do see these bushfires as having wreaked ecological devastation across the landscape. I'm certainly not going to argue about that. And yes, there's a range of different opinions about what we should do, but I'm talking about the policies that we were elected on, that we're quite comfortable implementing, and that we will move forward on. But for me, as Environment Minister, it's very much about genuine questions in the here and now, protecting our species, looking at ways we might manage vegetation loads differently. I've had conversations with natural resource management groups about exactly that. I'm going to drive shortly down the recently reopened King's Highway to the south coast, where I know I will see deeply burnt areas of subtropical rainforest. But our groups are saying, right, we've got a chance to get in there and attack weeds that we haven't been able to for a long time. I was in the north coast of New South Wales, and where there was previously incredible fires, we saw amazing refuges where the crown hadn't been burnt, and where camera traps near recently installed water stations showed wildlife that people didn't imagine was there.
But Minister, you say
we need
that the government
science, and hence my expert panel,
You say the government is comfortable with its policies. The World Economic Forum, for example, its annual risk report has just found that for the first time in 15 years, the environment fills the top five places in the lists of concerns likely to have a major impact over the next decade. I mean, isn't that another reason to reconsider?
Well, that's why we're acting on our environment in the wake of these fires. And that's why we've made this $50 million initial response. And it is just an initial response because you opened your interview with me saying that environment groups are calling for more. And this was my answer to them yesterday. Let's get this out the door, on the ground, making a difference, and then let's look at the future. So our entire bushfire response, and it was great to have the National Bushfire Recovery Agency at the table with volunteer groups, NGOs and experts yesterday, is about all of these things. It's about the built environment. It's about the rural environment. It's about farmers. It's about land care. I mean, there's a lot of talk about concepts and policies, and I understand that, but I very much focus on the people that are going to be out there in the hot sun, restoring fences, putting up trees, putting back habitat, carefully recovering our wildlife, as so many of our carers do, in their backyards, in their shelters, as volunteers, the conservation volunteers that we funded through our package that will be, you know, out there. And they're putting up their hand and they're saying, what can I do to help? You know, they're ready. They've got, they're ready to put their shoulders to the wheel, and we're engaging that effort.
Okay, Minister, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for speaking to AM this morning.
It's a pleasure.
That's the Environment Minister, Susan Lee.